Okay. And to my mind, this is really one of the more interesting and more pleasant ways of doing it, and that's simply to sit around the table and talk about what you've seen earlier in the theater. In a group like this, it's all a matter of personal opinion. There are no kinds of right or wrong answers. So if you see something a little differently from somebody else in the room, please let us know how you feel about it, because we want to have all of your reactions. I should tell you, I have no direct connection with the people who make television material, or in the case of a commercial, with the people who make the product. I work strictly for Preview House. We're an independent research organization. I guess what I'm trying to tell you is, if you don't like something, I'm not going to feel bad about it. On the other hand, if you like it a lot, nobody's going to give me a raise tomorrow. So you might as well just let us know how you feel about what you've seen. What else? A couple of things. The numbers are on the table. I'll be calling you Ms. 1, Mr. 2, and so forth. It makes it a lot easier for us to talk together if we have these. The other is something I think you've noticed already, our cleverly concealed microphones here. You're not going to show up on, what was the name of that television show?
Candid camera
or anything like that. The reason we have these, our groups are tape recorded, and then they're transcribed by typists. It makes a limitation for us that if two people talk at the same time, we lose what both people are saying. It can happen because, sometimes you're very eager to get your point in. We think the other guy's finished, and he isn't. And so we lose the end of his comment and the beginning of yours. And it just doesn't get sorted out when they're trying to type them. The other way is the mics have no way of knowing whether, say, you're talking about the program, somebody down at the end of the table is talking, you know, would you pass me the cream, or what time do you have? They pick up both things equally loud, and we lose, you know, we lose the comment about the program, or you can see how this would happen and what we can lose by doing it. So if you're careful to not to do that kind of talking and also wait until the other guy gets finished, I think things will go a lot more smoothly for us. I'd like to begin by talking about one of the commercials you saw just before you came in the theater tonight. Do you remember seeing a commercial for a pen product?
Yes.
What was the name of the product? This is one time you can answer all together if you'd like.
Big Banana.
Big Banana.
Big Banana? What do you remember, sir?
Well, I'm just trying to recall Big Banana since that somebody mentions it, but I guess I wasn't sufficiently interested to want to go right out and put in my mind and get a Big Banana, but I thought it was a good commercial.
Let's come back to that. What do you remember the name of it? What do you remember the name of the product? Ms. Fine?
I remember the name of it, but I have seen the commercial.
What was the name of it?
What, the pen? The Big Banana?
The Big
Banana. Yeah.
Anybody remember anything else when they came in? Do you have any?
It was a very stupid commercial.
Very stupid? Let's get some ideas about your feelings about it. Right now, you started to say something, Mr. Ford. What was it?
Well, simply that I don't think that I would have rushed right out to get a Big Banana, but
what was your general reaction to the commercial?
To the commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just somebody's tried something new. It's rather crazy, but it's a little more interesting than some of them.
They've tried something new.
What did they have in front of it? Before they wrote with it, they had this silly thing with the tire and the fellow being flat and the aborigine being toxic.
Okay.
Mr.
Seven?
What?
What was your first reaction to it?
I thought it was a very idiotic commercial, the whole thing.
Why did you feel that way? What in the commercial made you feel
that way? It just didn't make sense. It had no relationship to advertising pens, or it had no tie-in with pen usage. The eight man and who didn't write.
That was it.
I mean, no sense whatsoever.
What's your first reaction to it?
Well,
Mr. Levin.
Okay. I would agree that it is kind of a stupid ad, but I guess the offbeat ads are the ads that most people usually discuss. It's something that is offbeat, like that ad about the Big Banana. Making the comment to a fellow man that I saw that stupid ad about the Big Banana, but the fact that he's mentioning the product, like they're achieving what they're setting out to do.
Well, my reaction
when you first asked about the Penn commercial was I couldn't remember what the Penn commercial was, which I think is significant. Then when people started talking, I remembered it was that stupid one that I, you know, that I didn't like. But I completely blocked out what the Penn commercial was.
Okay.
That was my reaction.
How many of you have seen this commercial before? Let me get a count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 of you have seen this commercial before. Okay. What were your reactions to the people in this particular commercial? Got a lot of laughing?
Yeah. I'd say so.
How'd you feel about them? These three?
You mean the Aborigine?
Uh-huh.
Well, when that first came on, I saw this big wheel. I thought, well, it's just a tire commercial. And then with this fellow first, and then this thing, and I thought, well, I guess it must be something weird. And then when they come to the pen deal, that, well, I just thought that was the stupidest commercial I've ever seen.
Let's get some feeling about the people.
It had no relationship at all to what you're trying to say.
Okay, well, how about the people? How did you feel about them? What's your reaction to them?
Just dumb, period.
People were dumb? Why were they dumb?
Because they had no place in the commercial, as far as I could see. They had no correlation to what you were trying to peddle.
Okay.
They were acting crazy.
Acting crazy? How were they acting crazy?
A bunch of apes.
Maybe inappropriately would be a better word.
Mm-hmm. Why was it inappropriate what they were doing?
How to answer that. It doesn't fit in our present society, for one thing. It's just out of context altogether.
Mm-hmm. What's your reaction to the people in a particular commercial?
Dumb.
Dumb? They themselves?
Yeah, but they were. Did you get all that excited about the pen?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What was the situation? What was going on? This is three started to tell us. What do you remember? What was going on? Mr. Six. What do you remember was going on in that commercial?
There were two different parts. I mean, the end part, supposedly they were in a business meeting or something, and they ran over and decided to use this pen. Mm-hmm. And in the first part, they were back a million years ago and learning how to use the wheel, and somehow it got into the pen commercial. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, there was two different parts to it.
Two different parts. What was going on in that commercial, Mr. Nye?
Well, the object of it, I guess, was that this was the greatest pen since the invention of the wheel. Mm-hmm. That's what I got out of it, but it was kind of silly.
How did they show that this was the greatest pen since the invention of the wheel?
Well, they took it back to where these guys were learning to use the wheel, and this one guy went under the wheel, and then they brought it up to where the guy wrote with a pen. Mm-hmm. Of course, obviously they had speeded up the film or something, or writing so fast.
I see. What did you see as what was going on in that commercial, Mrs. Tim? What was happening?
Well, my first impression was somebody else said this is a tire commercial first. And I couldn't see any connection with the tires and the pen.
What was the connection between the wheel and the pen?
Yeah. Well, the idea, I think, first, it was completely illogical. They started off with the wheel as if they were trying to write with the wheel versus the guy went under, he yelled, "Stop writing!" and get scorched. And the development that they started with that, and it didn't work, but now they have something that works and is supposedly the greatest.
Okay.
And I think the whole idea of being completely illogical is the eye-catcher part. Mm-hmm.
Illogical. Okay, what did you see as their main point or their main idea in this particular commercial? Anybody know, Mrs. H., what struck you as their main point?
The main point was to sell the pen. Mm-hmm. Big pen was
How did they do that? How did they present that idea?
When they put up the banana and the pen and they scribble on the board and well, when they emphasized big banana, I think was when it hit on us that was the thing they were selling.
I see. What did you see as their main points? What were they trying to get over?
Nothing. Nothing? Sell the pen. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would make you run out of money.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Ford, what was the main idea?
I think the main idea was that by the incongruity of it and the disconnection of it and winding up with a pen, which they called Big Banana, was simply an effort to attract, to get people's attention sufficiently so hopefully they'd remember the name and remember that it was a writing deal, and possibly, since they were writing that way, that it didn't have to be upside down and might write that way, see? You know, you could get any kind of feeling out of it you wanted, but I...
What do you think the single idea was, or what?
Sell pens. Sell Big Bananas. Establish the name of a new product.
How did they do that?
By, just as I said, getting you confused enough so that afterwards you at least had some recollection. You haven't just forgotten it or put it out of your mind while you were looking at it. Okay. There's enough action to possibly keep you interested to a point of where you remember the name Big Banana Pet.
Okay.
Smart enough.
What did they say about the product in this particular commercial? Were you mentioning that before, Mr. Sell?
I don't recall what they were saying about it. It came on so quick, the pen itself, selling the pen, came on so quick and it was over with.
Mm-hmm. What were they saying, Mr. Lowe?
I think they were saying it's a lot easier to write with a pen than with a wheel.
Okay.
That's all they
said. Do you remember anything that they actually said about the product?
Not really.
I got that it was shaped like a banana. I can remember. Whether that was right or wrong, but that's my impression of it.
Okay, what in the commercial gave you that impression?
Just the name. You know, that they repeated it a couple times. I'm the same way. I really can't remember seeing the pen itself.
Does anyone remember seeing the pen in this commercial?
Well, not really, no.
What was it? Tell me about it.
Right there near the end when they went up to the blackboard, he was writing with the pen.
Mm-hmm. What did it look like?
Just like a standard, common, ordinary, everyday ballpoint.
Yeah. The
cheap 29-cent ballpoint pen, only it was yellow in color.
Mm-hmm. John, what do you remember
about
the product itself?
I keep getting the feeling from the questions that you've been asking, is the point, like the ballpoint and the wheel, have anything connecting the ballpoint on the pen? Do you understand?
What connection?
Well, like the fact that you can write and on the wall, you can maybe write and holding the pen in different directions and that because of the ballpoint.
Did you get that impression from the?
No, not from there. From here, from our conversation. But maybe that's what you're trying to.
You told me the pen gave me a few things to describe the pen. What did it look like to you? Do you remember seeing it, sir?
Oh, just briefly in one. I think the answer to the whole thing, as we're critiquing the ad, is that the action was too fast and disconnected to remember
any
one thing.
Let's talk a little bit about the product, if we can.
Yeah, well, that's it. I can't remember seeing what the pen looked like. It was a pen, something they had in their hand, but they were writing fast.
What impression did you get about the product, Ms. Black?
Well, I'm like them. I didn't see the pen. I seen it in his hand, but I didn't see the pen itself.
Uh-huh.
Because he was writing with it when I seen it.
Did you remember what the pen looked like? Was that what you were saying?
Did I know?
No, I was speaking to the man next to you.
I remember seeing the pen just briefly after they wrote with it.
Yeah, what was it like? Will you describe it to me?
It was yellow in color. Uh-huh. And as opposed to having any kind of a mechanism on it, just a straight, like a pencil, only a ballpoint pen.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to use this particular pen, what personal results would you expect from it? What would you expect from this pen? You were telling me a lot of things about it. What do you expect from this pen?
I would expect it would write.
Anything else?
No.
Anything that they said in the commercial that might suggest to you about how it would write? Yeah.
The only thing that I noticed especially is when he wrote on the wall, he didn't, you know, like usually the pens, you're very particular how you handle the pen. Mm-hmm. But this he just scribbled on the wall. that it would do it in any angle. That's the only thing that I know.
We usually want to, when you use a ballpoint pen, you have to hold it a certain way to get it to write.
Uh-huh. And what ideas you get about this one?
Well, evidently that any way you move, you put the pen, you can write, it will come through with your writing.
Is, how do you feel about that?
I think it's great because I've never used one, but if it really works at the telephone, with the phone on the wall, and you grab a pen, you can be sure that it's going to write. You're not going to have to scratch out. That would be the only.
Okay. John.
Do I recall, in part of this, weren't they trying to use some kind of a pen and the lines weren't coming through in the early part of it, and then they grabbed this big pen? And have I confused with another commercial?
At what point were they trying to do this?
It seemed like in this business meeting or something, they were trying to make some drawings on the wall, and whatever they were using wasn't coming through clearly, and then they wrote with this one up on the wall, and it came through clearly. Can't remember just what they wrote, but it was clear.
That was another commercial. There was a commercial like that.
This is 12? Do you remember this?
It's the same one, I think.
Well, what was going on?
They were drawing lines like that, and then they wrote.
Okay, what does that tell you about the pen?
It'll write up on the side of the wall, where some pens won't.
Yeah. Okay. Was there anything else about the pen that you remember from the commercial? Anything that they said or that they showed you about it?
That it has a fine point.
Has a fine point? What does that mean, it has a fine point?
That it writes skinny-like. Uh-huh. It doesn't, spread out all over the place.
How do you feel about that?
Well, if I'm writing in a tiny place, I like it.
Because
it'll fit.
But how does a fine point, how does the idea about a fine point strike you, Mrs. Three? Is that something you wanted to attend?
Mm-hmm.
I prefer a heavier point, personally.
Mm-hmm. Is that a selling point for you, Mr. Levin? It's a fine point?
Fine point's all right. I don't mind it.
You don't mind it? What alternative would there be there?
Well, I like, I already know what a big banana is. It's like a flare. It's not really a ballpoint pen.
Yeah.
And I like a flare that can write sharply. And I happen to have tried a big banana, and it seems to do the job.
Okay. Do the job? What job does it do? You said you like a flare that writes sharply, and this does
one of their
the
competitors'
job.
Flare
yeah.
that they have seems to go dull a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the big banana seems to stay up pretty sharp as you keep writing with it.
Okay.
I think that's a common, flaw in these flares that they have today, that they keep going dull. And they still have a lot of ink in them, but nobody wants to use them when they start writing real thick.
Okay. Well, what are some other competitors that this particular pen would have? Mentioned flare. What are some of the others?
Wright Brothers?
Yeah,
they got that other ad out about the fine point.
From the commercial, how do you feel this might compare? Do you recall the Wright Brothers pen commercial?
No, I haven't written.
You tried? Anyone tried the Wright Brothers? From the commercial, how do you think these two might compare?
From the commercials, I wouldn't even begin to want to hesitate at.
Any ideas?
I would
at all?
Get my impression from how they would compare by trying.
What do you expect they'd be like?
Like any other felt tip pen.
Is this a felt tip?
I've always thought the big banana was a ballpoint.
Mm-hmm. What do you think now?
Well, he indicates that he's used one. And it's like
from the commercial, what did you think, though?
From the commercial, I had just got the impression it was a ballpoint.
It was a ballpoint. What's your impression?
I did. I thought it was a ballpoint.
What is it?
What's your impression? Let's find out what it is.
That's what I got. I thought it was a ballpoint.
Vic has always been a cheap ballpoint pen.
A ballpoint? Mm-hmm. We're getting mostly nodding that it's a ballpoint, except for Mr. 11 and Mrs. 12. I think she's not going to commit herself
on it. I thought it was a ballpoint.
You thought it was a ballpoint? You're alone here.
Well, I thought it was a ballpoint before I saw it. They had it on display.
I picked
it up, and lo and behold, it was like a flare.
In the store?
Yes.
Okay. What would you see as this particular pen's competitors. He's mentioned two.
Papermate's got one out, but I don't recall the exact. That's Wright Brothers. Is that the Papermate, so. The Wright Brothers?
Any others? Mr. Four has one here. What is it, Mr.
Four? Oh, it says Flair on here. I wouldn't have known that. I've been
how
using
do you
it
think,
for a long time.
From what you saw in the commercial and from what you know about those kinds of things, how do you think this would compare with Flair?
Wouldn't have any idea, because I just thought it was a ballpoint pen. If I've gotten a little more detail out of it, if they spent a little more time telling me what it was and how it worked, what I might, but
well,
I...
What similarities does this particular pen have with Flair? Some of you are familiar with that.
I have no idea, because I just thought it was an ordinary ballpoint pen, and there's no comparison.
What similarities do you think it might have? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm still back to, I wouldn't have compared them, because I do know what the Flair is, and again, I completely thought it was a ballpoint pen, which to me doesn't compare at all.
Okay. They mentioned one thing that we haven't talked about in here, and that's the... Something you've mentioned, something else that no one has mentioned, that's color. Did you get any idea as to color in these?
What?
Yellow.
What?
Yellow.
Uh-huh. I was thinking really more in terms of...
color, right?
Comes in, yeah. They said in the commercial, comes in colors. What's your... What...
well,
what
I thought
mean?
They meant... I remember they said that, but I thought they meant... in different colors.
No. First, how many of you remember it now that I've read that? It said it comes in colors. Mm-hmm. Getting some nodding, one, two.
I remember that.
About we're getting more negative than positive nodding. About four of you heard it, and the rest of you don't seem to, or some people are not in the middle at all, about four of us too. Okay, what do I mean, comes in colors?
It wasn't clear. The pen or the writing.
Which was your impression just from hearing that comes in colors? What you
the color, the writing instrument.
The pen itself.
The pen itself, that's right.
Mm-hmm. What would your impression be, Mrs. Tim, when I say it comes in color?
The color.
The writing?
Uh-huh.
The
that's what
the
I
writing
impression. Now, is that?
No, I was thinking of the of how it writes.
I see. I
the color you write on the paper, the black, red, or...
Yeah. I that's the best way to have the ink.
What ink, yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that the impression you get from
that? Yes,
that's what I think. Is that something different coming in?
No.
No.
Is it important to you?
No.
Well, it depends. Now, for instance, Christmas cards, I always get a red pencil.
Uh-huh.
So I write the address in red. So it would be important in that instance.
Uh-huh. Any other you have a use for?
Yeah, if you're losing money, color.
Can I get you?
Yeah. No, I think the color is important to some people. I know where I happen to work, we have a code. You know, certain things have to be filled in black ink, certain in blue ink. So it does make a difference.
We're getting a lot of nodding, or at least some nodding to that point. Okay, you mentioned at the beginning the 29 cents. How do you feel about that? The very start, that's one of the first things you had to say about it, was it cost 29 cents.
Yeah, well, this is what sticks in my mind from a few years back, that, you know, the Bic was the best 29 cent ballpoint pen you could buy, however I don't use one, but they claim that. Mm-hmm. My personal opinion is no pen for 29 cents is going to write worth a darn.
How do you feel about that? It's five. They said it's 29 cents. Do you remember him saying it, by the way?
Yeah, I remember that.
What was your reaction?
It's fine, because I have to write letters all the time back home, and that's great for me.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't like to spend a lot on them, just to write back home.
Okay. How do you feel about that 29 cent price?
I've used Bic pens.
Uh-huh.
And the price is fine.
I guess what I'm really asking is that. Is it a good value for the 29 cents?
I think it is.
How do you feel about it?
So do I. I think it is a good value.
How would you think? Would it be a good value for the 29 cents?
I don't know. I don't remember them saying it was
29 cents. How do you feel about that, Mrs. Tim? Is that a good value for 29 cents?
I have a grandson who's in college, and we always give him a half a dozen of them for Christmas because that's what he prefers.
What kind do you give it?
Wait, no, I didn't hear what she said.
I didn't say I do.
What kind do you give it?
The big fans.
Good. Okay. From this commercial, let me get this one last question. Hold on just a minute. From this commercial, would you be interested in buying this pen? you know, we talked a lot about the commercial itself and how you felt about it. We talked about the product. Now, if you're interested in buying this pen the next time you go into
not from the commercial.
Not from the commercial. Why is that?
Well, because in the first place, I think it was hard to understand it from the commercial. And the only reason that I knew about it was just because I was asked to buy that, because this youngster liked it.
My own point is, number one, I wouldn't go looking for a big banana because I thought it was a ballpoint. And I'm very fussy about the ballpoints I use. Now, had I known that it was the type of felt tip, I probably would try it because I do occasionally use this type of pen.
What about the big name? Is that,
I'm familiar with the name. But, and I have used them, the one particular type of ballpoint they put out, which is an accountant fine point, extra fine point accountant. I have used those, and I find them excellent.
Okay.
You know, again, the Bic name and Bic commercials that I've seen years ago with the toughness and ice skates and all this, I would buy the Bic pen for that, but not necessarily from this commercial.
Okay. Is there anything else that any of you would like to say either about the pen itself, or about how you felt about the presentation, the way the commercial was set up?
One point in the commercial, which has already obviously been brought out, is the fact that a lot of us did not get the fact that it was not a ballpoint, but was in fact the nylon or felt tip. That was,
I haven't
to me,
figured unclear. We did this before, but I'd like to do it just once again. From the commercial, not since the group discussion started, but when you came in here, what kind of pen did you think it was? How many of you thought it was a felt tip? Nobody at all, except Mr. 11.
As I already knew it was a felt tip.
But the rest of you thought it was what kind of a pen?
Ballpoint.
Okay. I wasn't quite sure. That's a feeling I got. Did you think something different?
No, I thought it was a ballpoint.
Yeah.
The only other point I saw on from what we discussed is probably wrong, but I was kind of thinking maybe they were aiming for children, high school or lower, whatever, going back to school. You know, this pen, banana, whatever, sticks in their mind, and possibly they were aiming at this group to buy this pen for back to school.
Okay.